Hello.
Hello, my name is Jayla. Returning your call from customer service. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
53143.
And your first and last name?
James Weishorn, Weishorn.
Okay, so that's James. And then how you spell that last name again?
Weishorn.
Okay. Give me one moment while I try to locate your account.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not looking at an account because the account could possibly be up under someone else's name.
What name did it pop up under? I mean,
I'm not sure.
my checking account was deducted $59.97.
Okay, I need to locate your account first. I can try by your phone number that you're calling from.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, I'm not looking at an account. I can try by your email.
Well, we can do that. Mo Gooder, MOGOODER at AOL.com.
MOGOODER at AOL.com.
That is correct.
Okay. Could it possibly be up under someone's name?
The only other name it could be under is Norma Jean Ellingberg.
Virginia. Her last
Norma,
name is the same.
Norma Jean Ellingberg.
Okay. Provide me with your zip code again.
53143.
Okay, Norma Ellingberg.
Yes.
Okay, that's the account that's it's under. Can you please just verify that that shipping address for me?
I don't. It's either going to my house or her house. If it's 14th Avenue, it's her house, and if it's 9002 Sheridan Road, it's my house.
Okay, I think it's hers. Okay, so I do see where the order was placed for the Hype Watch with the shipping insurance, the 1-year warranty for the Hype Pod, and then on the 28th of December, she entered the 14-day trial for that watch and the Hype Pods. And it billed your account for the $59.97 for the Hype Watch on the 12th of this month.
So what's I know what the watch is. What's the other thing?
It was the Hype Pods. So it's the earbuds. It's earbuds.
Oh,
like you can connect it to your phone. Yes, sir.
Okay. Is that included in that $59.97 or that's an extra charge?
It's an extra charge. It's $54.97. So it is $54.97. Now I can offer you a 35% discount off the original price. If you would like, off the original price, $54.97.
So it's just only the 30% off of one article and not two.
Because it already billed your account for the $59.97. So I can't discount that charge. But it did not bill your account just yet. It did decline. So it will bill your account. However, I can add that discount. Before it builds your account, that way it bill it with a discounted price.
Well, what would the new price be?
Now, how about this? I'm just going to go ahead and throw you in with the 50% discount. So the 50% discount, it will be, let's see. Give me one moment. $27.48.
Okay, you can bill my
Okay.
account.
All right, so it'll only bill your account for $27.48. All right, so just give me one moment. Let me just apply that discount for you. Okay, so I did apply that discount to that $54.97 charge for you.
All right, thank you.
All right, and then it should just bill your account. It billed the last time it billed it. It should be billing it soon because it just automatically bills it. So the next time it bill it, it will bill it with that discount.
All right. No, it billed me for the watch. It billed me $59.97.
Yes, sir. And then this charge here at $54.97, that's for the earbuds.
Right. But that's not going to be for $54. It's going to be for 20 something.
Yes, sir. $27.
Okay. All right. So that's
right.
Okay. I can accept that.
All right. No problem. So I do thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Can you tell me when I can expect delivery?
Okay, so they already delivered those watches. She already received those watches. Let's see. It was already delivered on the 4th of January. Did you receive? Well, that's not your address, so that means she probably received them. Did you speak with her about them?
Oh, she got a watch, but I don't know. She got a watch for like $26 or something is what she told me. I didn't know about this. All right, I'll speak to her about it.
Okay. All right,
thank you
for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Okay, bye.